This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations is establishing a trust fund for low and middle income countries to help them respond to the coronavirus pandemic and recover from its socioeconomic shock. The Secretary General said the pandemic is the greatest test the world has faced since the formation of the United Nations 75 years ago. He's calling for a large-scale, coordinated, multilateral response amounting to at least 10% of global gross domestic product. There are more than 820,000 cases, confirmed cases worldwide of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, and at least 40,000 deaths. The virus has been reported in 179 countries, and many of them lack the adequate financial and health resources to contain it. Millions of U.S. workers are losing their jobs in a surge of layoffs as businesses, large and small, shut their operations amid the coronavirus pandemic. A week ago, nearly 3.3 million workers filed for unemployment benefits. The figure is expected to rise rapidly in the coming weeks, with 40 million people predicted to be unemployed by mid-April. Before the pandemic struck the United States, 5.8 million U.S. workers were unemployed. That's 3.5% of the workforce. That figure has changed little in the past 6 months and was a linchpin of a robust economy. But on Tuesday, investment banker Goldman Sachs Group forecast the U.S. jobless rate would soar to 15% by mid-year rather than its earlier estimate of 9%. Key U.S. stock indexes fell about 1% in midday trading on Tuesday, while markets in Europe and Asia mostly finished higher. The top U.S. indexes in New York opened higher but slipped later in the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 blue-chip stocks and the broader S&P 500 were both down about a percentage point. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Just days after signing a $2 trillion U.S. coronavirus rescue package, President Donald Trump on Tuesday floated the idea of spending the same amount on vast repairs of the country's infrastructure. He said the United States should take advantage of 0% interest rates to enact a big and bold project funded by $2 trillion to focus on jobs. In the past, Trump has said he wants to undertake a massive rebuild of roads, bridges, and public buildings, including airports. The sharp increase in U.S. unemployment caused by the coronavirus pandemic, with thousands of businesses shutting their doors, could give new impetus to the idea, driven by the desire to put some Americans back to work once the threat of the virus has ended. The Trump administration Tuesday announced it was cutting tough automobile mileage standards established by the Obama administration, designed to reduce tailpipe emissions and fight climate change. The changes were announced at a teleconference call with reporters and the Environmental Protection Agency Chief Andrew Wheeler and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. While the Obama administration regulations mandated automakers improve fuel efficiency by about 5% a year over 5 years, the Trump administration standards reduce that to 1.5% per year. The Trump administration argues relaxing mileage standards will save automakers money and make vehicles cheaper for Americans to buy. Wheeler added the new standards are more realistic, saying most car makers were not meeting the old standards. But opponents say Americans will spend far more on fuel than they will save on new cars, and the lower standards will result in sharp increases in greenhouse gas emissions. Russian media are reporting the chief doctor of Russia's main hospital for treating coronavirus, who met last week with Russian President Vladimir Putin, has tested positive for the virus. Dr. Denis Fortsenko made the announcement Tuesday. Reuters news agency reports he commented on his Facebook page, confirming he tested positive but felt pretty good and was isolating himself in his office. Putin met with Fortsenko 1 week ago when the Russian president toured Komonarka Hospital. Video of the visit showed neither man was wearing protective equipment as they met, shook hands, and walked into the facility. Putin could later be seen putting on a hazmat suit before visiting specific treatment areas of the hospital. The United States is willing to lift sanctions against Venezuela in exchange for the formation of a transitional government comprised of allies of President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. That's according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday. The plan calls on Maduro and Guaido to hand over power to a five-member council until presidential and parliamentary elections can be held within the next year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.